Well, you know, I when people, some of my listeners found out you were coming on, they sent questions, and I have a list of questions here, Dave. So let me start with the first one. All right.
Okay.
This person asked, can Dr. Griffith comment on those who would profit from the events of 9/11?
Well, yes, I wrote about this in that first book, The New Pearl Harbor, and I've written about it in my subsequent books. The latest one, The New Pearl Harbor Revisited, is the seventh book, and on 9/11, and in it, I pretty much summarized the main points that were in the intervening books. And so the idea is that if you take these two books together, The New Pearl Harbor and The New Pearl Harbor Revisited, you get most of everything you really need to understand both the official story and then the problems with it. And so in this latest book, I discuss this even more. But the main things were they clearly had wanted to go to war in Afghanistan and Iraq. Those had been planned in advance. So they'd been wanting to, the neocons, Cheney and Wolfowitz and so on, had been wanting to attack Iraq since 1992. They also had this Patriot Act they wanted to pass. That was clearly already written before 9/11. They also had this new doctrine that Sarah Palin has made famous now by not knowing it, what it was, the Bush Doctrine, which is the doctrine that contradicts traditional international law, which is that you cannot attack another nation unless you have certain knowledge that that nation is almost ready, going to attack you imminently, too imminently to take it to the UN Security Council. And Cheney and the other neocons never liked that and had been working against it. Well, 9/11 gave them their chance, and so they worked out this new doctrine, which was actually written by Philip Zelikow, who later became the executive director of the 9/11 Commission. He wrote National Security Strategy of the United States of America 2002 under Condoleezza Rice's under her request. And this says that given the new dangers in the world, we can no longer accept this traditional stance, and we declare the right to attack our enemies before they get strong enough to attack us. So that was really the basis for going to a war in Iraq. The more general motive was to increase military spending, mm-hmm. and of course that has been an enormous success, increasing it by many hundreds of billions of dollars.
So the Bush Doctrine then is really comprised of our being allowed to have a preemptive strike when there really is not, we're not really at war with anybody.
That's right, and when there's no imminent threat to us from them, you can be talking about, oh, maybe 10 years down the road, they're going to be ready to, they might be ready to attack us, so let's attack them now while they're still weak. That's the new doctrine. That's the Bush Doctrine.
By the way,
you know, at Nuremberg, unprovoked war was called the supreme international crime. So we have, on the basis of 9/11, we have committed the supreme international crime twice with our attacks on Afghanistan and Iraq.
Well, you know, that's interesting that you say that. And, you know, I know what, going into Iraq that they tried to achieve several different things. How is it that everybody's sitting by and letting us do this? Is Russia now coming back and challenging us by going into Georgia and hooking up with North Korea and South America?
Well, clearly the Russians are fed up with us because they know that we instigated Georgia's attack on South Ossetia, to which they responded. And then now Russia gets blamed for we dominate the world press enough that we've been able to get Russia blamed, at least in America and in Europe, for their invasion of Georgia. Now, of course, the Russians weren't completely innocent here. They did some things to provoke Georgia, but Georgia fell for it. And so Georgia was the aggressor there. There's no doubt about that. And so it was interesting that last week, on the day after 9/11, Russia allowed this new movie called Zero, produced by this Italian member of the European Parliament, Giulietta Chiesa, which really tells the truth about 9/11, allowed that to be played on Russian national TV. And then they had a discussion about it in which many leading Russians said they did not believe the official story at all. They believed the movie Zero, that 9/11 was an inside job.
Well, you know, apparently many Americans, I know my listeners, the majority of them believe it was an inside job. But when you said that this particular director told the story about 9/11, did that include the whole thing with the Pentagon and Shanksville and that none of this really ever occurred?
Yeah, Zero is a two-hour movie, and I think, you know, people debate what is the best movie out of this nature that, you know, that covers the whole or at least a good deal of the aspects of 9/11, Loose Change, Final Cut, or Zero. And I think they're equally good. Zero's probably going to appeal to an older audience, and Loose Change, Final Cut to a somewhat younger audience. But I think they're both equally fine films, and either one can give you an overview of most of the aspects, as you say, the Pentagon and Flight 93, as well as the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Brian?
I'm here. I'm not very familiar yet with Dr. Griffin's work, so I am listening a little bit to try and gather where to start with my questions.
All right. Well, while you think about that, I'll ask